Good morning. We are studying the locks and keys from Sutra 1.3, the Yoga Sutras as laid out by Patanjali. Last week we studied the first lock. Each lock is a type of person. The first lock are the happy people. And the key to unlocking your own inner peace when you come across a happy person is maitri, friendliness. When you meet a happy person, be friendly. The second lock, the second type of person that we come across are the unhappy people. And so today we consider, what do we do when we come across unhappy people? The key to unlock your own inner peace when you are with an unhappy person is karuna. K-A-R-U-N-A. Karuna is compassion. You are to have compassion. I'm going to read a little bit from The Secret Power of Yoga by Nishkala Joy Devi and her commentaries on the sutras. She says, compassion is a form of infinite love in that nothing can affect or limit it. I love that, just knowing it is limitless. You have enough compassion to go around. She says, what then could prevail that would obscure this natural quality? What gets in the way of us having compassion? She says, in certain circumstances, a hesitation on our part may occur when someone is unhappy and needs our compassionate balm. Could our own worry and stress place compassion on the back burner? So she's saying, maybe you're not taking the time to have compassion. Maybe that unhappy person is just not being seen by you because of stress or not taking the time. So this is just a wake-up call. Go ahead and take the time to have compassion. Because remember, these also unlock our own inner peace. I know if I am not taking the time to be compassionate with an unhappy person, I feel icky, right? Even though I might move on, but we're working for that inner peace. Or what if we feel she caused her own problems? She says, running wild with judgment and castigation, you plan your speech based on tough love. But she has already been reprimanded and suffered humiliation due to her actions. Feeling defeated, she came to you seeking compassion and love. This is a perfect time to step back from the situation and reevaluate your role. Let your heart softly interrupt the blaming process and observe, she seems so unhappy, her heart is sad. Your part is to soothe her with a compassionate balm rather than play a parental role and teach her a lesson. Whatever action people take, whether you approve of it or not, always make sure they know that you love them. Sometimes it's not our role to say, well, if you just hadn't done this, then you wouldn't be so unhappy. It's not helpful. They know. They know. And it's actually not peaceful to you because you'll likely get a little upset that you can't control this situation and help them. And so you just might want to throw your hands up and walk away. To unlock your inner peace, stop and just have compassion. My favorite line, let your heart softly interrupt the blaming process. It sounds to me like your heart just going, knock, knock, knock. Can you stop blaming and just start loving a little harder? Doesn't that sound nice? So this is our intention today, is nurturing this compassion within us. Some of us born with tons of it, some of us a little less access to it, but we all have it. It's in anahata. It's in your heart. It is unstruck. But we can cover it sometimes. Okay? So let's sit together, nice and comfortable. With your fingers alongside of you, root down firmly into the earth. Lift your sternum. Lift it high. As you breathe, imagine the gates in front of the heart being unlocked and opening to your breath. Air and breath is the element of the heart chakra. So we can use our breath to come in, cleanse, and purify. Release the obscurities of our compassion and let it flow through us. On your exhale, draw the low belly back, release your hands to your thighs, and close your eyes or lower your gaze. Bring your attention, your inner vision, to the seat of your heart, the place low in the chest where you can feel the expansion and contraction of your breath. Nishkala continues as she says, "The way we treat others often reflects on how we treat ourselves. When we are compassionate to those around us, it becomes easier to replicate that compassion when we are the one who caused the problem." So now as you breathe, turn your compassion inward. Like a soothing balm to your own inner blaming. Karuna. Karuna. Compassion, sweet one. Have compassion for your body. Every place that your body is unhappy, soothe it with karuna. Do not blame your body. Do not blame something you did. Rest in compassion. Have compassion for your mind and the thoughts that arise. Palms together at your heart. We'll chant the sound of Om 3 times to begin our practice. Take a deep breath in. Exhale all the way. Breathe into Om.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.